The Voices Dot Earth podcast series is brought to you by the Dot Earth Domain. In each episode, we shine a light on organizations and individuals who are part of the growing Dot Earth tribe, as well as those outside of our tribe who are all making our planet a better place.
In this Voices Dot Earth Domain podcast interview, once again, we are joined by Simone, who is now an 11-year-old student in Manchester, Vermont, and she is back for her annual Earth Day podcast interview. And this year's episode, we will be discussing the theme of investing our planet, which is the actual theme for Earth Day 2022. And Simone, welcome back, kiddo. It's great to have you.
Yeah, it's great to be back.
I know. I think this might be our sixth Earth Day podcast interview that we've done. So we've been doing this for a long time. And it's always something that's a lot of fun. And once again, welcome back.
Thank you.
Yeah, awesome. So let's jump in. So this year's theme is really invest in our planet, which really means that everybody should do their part to help the planet, including companies as well. And would love to hear your thought on the theme of invest in our planet.
I think that some ideas to invest in our planet are like for cars, we should start making not just Teslas, but all cars battery powered and most things battery powered. So we don't pollute the air with so much gas. And also, since the war is going on and we don't have much gas anyway, I think this is like the perfect opportunity to just cut down and use batteries.
I would agree. Yes, gas prices are certainly going up. It's making it really hard on a lot of people, but we should have moved away from that a long time ago. And this might be the tipping point that helps us do that. So also to this invest in our planet, as we were talking about, talks about a lot about what companies should do. For example, there's a thing called climate risk assessments that companies have to basically share information to the public about what they're doing to help the planet. So that's a really good thing. It keeps them accountable. So what is your thought? Like, what more should companies do, you know, but beyond like the gas and stuff like that to really make a difference? Because a lot of ways, they're the ones that are polluting the planet.
Yeah, they are. I think that we could definitely repurpose stuff instead of making new stuff. And also with companies, when they package stuff to send it off, they definitely use extra plastic that is not needed, which just gets thrown away and pollutes the earth. So I think that we should definitely stop doing that. And also, a while back, I saw this thing where it was like compostable plastic, but it was like very little. So I think we should start thinking more about compostable stuff and reusing more stuff instead of using more plastic and throwing it away and over and over again.
I love that. Yeah, because there is. It seems like every time you get something in the mail that comes in, it's wrapped in 10 layers of plastic for something that's in a tiny little box. Yeah. And it's just so common now. But yeah, some sort of recyclable plastic would be awesome. And I think overall, like companies should, it seems like it's all about making money. It's all about profit. There needs to be a shift that obviously making money is fine. It's important. But, you know, there has to be some investment, like invest in our planet for companies to do things like this, even though they might make less money because they have to spend more money on recycled plastic or whatever, compostable plastic.
They're saving the earth.
They're saving the earth. That actually is a really, really good investment.
Also, in a music class at our school, since it was getting close to Earth Day, we watched this video about these kids. Their land was just trash filled, and these people came and they turned all the trash into instruments and stuff like that. So then we could do that, and they used it and they learned how to play instruments. And I thought that was really nice. And I thought that we could do more stuff like that. So turning trash into more stuff that we could use every day.
Wow, I love that idea. Yeah, that's really creative. You know, overall, what are your friends like? What do they think about this kind of stuff? Do they even think about it? Are they just kind of focused on, you know, being kids and not really thinking about it?
I think mostly being kids, but maybe sometimes if they see like some trash on the ground, they're like, oh, come on, people, something like that.
Yeah.
So they do care a little bit, but I don't think it's a ton.
It's a ton. But it seems like you all are a little more enlightened than, say, our generation, you know, the older people when it comes to stuff, because you're seeing it in real time, you know, seeing this happen. Mm-hmm. And there's always new reports that come out about climate change, about how bad it is. I mean, yesterday here in Vermont, the grass was green, but it was sleeting and snowing. So weather is weird.
And it was Easter.
And it was Easter, yes. And weather is very strange right now. And it's obvious, you know, that climate change is happening, you know, right now in real time. Well, Simone, any parting thoughts, any final words to share here with our listeners? Any message of hope when it comes to investing in our planet?
Even the littlest of things can help. So just picking up trash or recycling trash into cool things, making art out of trash, anything like that, the littlest things can help.
Beautiful. What a great way to end this Voices.Earth podcast interview with Simone. And as you might recall, we do our annual podcast interview with her. And she is an 11-year-old student in Manchester, Vermont. And she once again spoke with us about Earth Day. And we also dove a little bit deeper into the Earth Day 2022 theme of investing in our planet. And Simone, as always, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I'll see you next year.
Thank you for listening to this segment. .Earth is a real live internet domain that anyone can use. Listeners can go to our Voices.Earth site to find out what others are doing with their unique .Earth domains. Through Voices.Earth, you can also secure your own .Earth domain name through all major registrars.